This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
A village of 1,200 inhabitants in central France is bracing itself for the arrival of 40,000 evangelical Christian Roma for a week of massive prayer meetings. As our Paris correspondent John Lawrenson reports, they are being met by protests.
L'ouverture du terrain, c'est le 17.
Pastor Joseph Charpentier, Jackie to his friends, tells one of the families already arriving for next week's gathering where to park their caravan. By this weekend, there'll be around 7,000 caravans parked across 120 hectares of former army training ground, where tens of thousands of Roma have permission to hold their summer gathering. Pastor Joseph organises everything from the sanitation to the pitching of the huge stripy circus tent lent by a circus family, where the huge religious services and mass baptisms will be held.
What
we want is for this gathering to take place in the best possible conditions, he told TF1 television. And everything has been structured, all means have been used to make sure that the arrival of travelling people causes the least possible nuisance to local people. The caravan that has just arrived is typical for this sort of gathering. It's spotless, drawn by a similarly spotless white utility van with a Christian fish symbol bumper sticker. Around one third of France's 300,000 or so gitans, or gypsies as they call themselves, have converted to a strict charismatic form of evangelical Christianity over the past few decades. Pastor Joseph, like evangelicals of all faiths the world over, is full of stories of how the Holy Ghost, as he puts it, has saved many of his community from lives of drink and violence, helping them towards better ordered, happier and more fulfilling lives. But, says Sabine Caplou, who is one of them, this does not seem to have altered the attitude of non-Roma towards them.
Là, on arrive de Troyes.
We just arrived after a long voyage from Troyes in eastern France, she said. We parked next to the main road with some other caravans because the site wasn't open yet. And all night, drivers honked their horns to wake us up, I suppose. We're used to that sort of welcome.
Mal reçu, quoi.
On the edge of the site is the pretty little village of Nevoix, where people view the now annual arrival of the Roma with a wary eye, to say the least. This year, the municipal authority has prepared for this week by blockading all access to municipal land. Jean-François Darnois is Nevoix's deputy mayor.
Voilà nos solutions, les solutions actuelles.
Here are our solutions, our current solutions, said Darnois, pointing to the trenches he's had dug along the side of some roads to stop gypsy families parking their caravans in places they don't have permission to park them. We've also laid down tree trunks and rocks to block some access roads and paths in order to prevent abuse.
Des exactions, on va dire.
The event doesn't officially start until this coming Sunday, but extra police have already been deployed in the area. John Lawrenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.